Greetings and salutations and welcome to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Friday night as we are at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan on senior night as we await the start of tonight's high school hockey varsity game between the Suhai Blue Devils and the Escanaba Eskimos. Our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios tonight is Sam Cox, and joining me on color commentating, you could call him the dapper one, Dan Lasley, joining us on the broadcast. Dan, appreciate you making the trek up here and joining us once again. The band is back, so to speak.
Yeah, minus Paul.
Minus Paul, yes.
That's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing indeed. Well, also not a bad thing, Dan, is the Suhai Blue Devils fresh off their weekend sweep last weekend here at Big Bear Arena. They defeated Petoskey last Friday night by the score of 2-1. And then follow that up with a 4-1 win over Alpena on Saturday. Suhai enters this contest 4-4 and much improved from last season. Dan, you've had a chance to watch this Blue Devil team a little bit. What are your thoughts so far on how this very shortened season has transpired?
Yeah, short season. That's the key there. Honestly, I've only seen them on the TV. I haven't had a chance. This is my first time seeing them live. But, yeah, greatly improved. You know, coaching staff's doing a good job with these. I think he's got a kind of a young team here, and a lot of improvements over last year. You can see it out there. They battle hard all the time, which is always good. Good things happen when you work hard.
Suhai taking on this Escanaba Eskimo team. They come in with a record of 5-9 on the season. The Eskimos defeated Jeffers by the score of 6-5 on Wednesday. These two teams met in Escanaba back on February 17th, and the Escanaba Eskimos skated away with a 5-4 victory. So you look at their records, Dan, and you look at the game that they played. This has the makings of a pretty close game, you would imagine.
Yeah, this should be another entertaining game tonight. There, I'd say they're evenly matched. I think Escanaba has a few more games under their belt, but yeah, should be a good game.
This is the last home game of the season for the Suhai Blue Devils. The Blue Devils will be in action tomorrow afternoon at Petoskey, ending their 10-game regular season. And then it's when the games really matter, the playoffs, and we'll get to that after we take our first break here in our pregame show. When Dan and I come back, we'll look at the playoff matchups upcoming and have the start of tonight's varsity hockey game between the Suhai Blue Devils and the Escanaba Eskimos. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at Puller Stadium along with Dan Lasley, as we are just a few minutes away from tonight's varsity hockey game between the Suhai Blue Devils and the Escanaba Eskimos. Starting next week, the regionals will begin in high school hockey. The Suhai Blue Devils in Division III, they will be in Region 18, hosted by Tawas, and their first game will be Tuesday night at Tawas as the Blue Devils take on the Tawas team, 7 o'clock on Tuesday. If the Blue Devils win that game, then they will face Alpena on Thursday at 5 o'clock. That game is slated for Tawas. However, there may be a move of that game somewhere closer. I'm not sure on that. Officially, it's still in Tawas. The other side of the regional sees Sheboygan 2-4 taking on Gaylord 4-3-2. That game Thursday at 8 o'clock. And the regional final will be Saturday, 5 p.m. at Tawas, a week from this Saturday. We will have the Thursday game if the Blue Devils do win on Tuesday. And that game will be against Alpena as we are announcing the starting lineup. So we're going to take our final break here in our pregame show. When Dan and I come back, we will have the start of tonight's hockey game between the Escanaba Eskimos and the Suhai Blue Devils. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Dan Lasley at Big Bear Arena. Action just beginning here between Escanaba and Suhai. The Blue Devils with the puck in their own zone. Suhai 4-4 on the season. Escanaba with a 5-9 record. Now Kogan deflects the puck into the Escanaba zone. Escanaba in their road black jerseys with the orange and white trim. Suhai in their home white jerseys with the blue trim. Suhai going right to left as seen on your radio dial.
It's good.
Now the Blue Devils with the puck. Kaminga along the near boards. Picked up by Chico. Dominic Chico with the puck for Suhai. Plays it off the near boards. Picked up by the Eskimos. That's Mylander. He clears it to center. At the blue line, Bauman for the Blue Devils in his own zone. Bad play. A shot and a goal. Sawyer LaMarche on the turnover by the Blue Devils has given Escanaba a 1-0 lead, 15:55 to play in the first period.
Yeah, bad turnover by the defenseman there. He looked to go D to D, and Escanaba kid just stepped in and intercepted the pass.
So Mylander will get the goal for Escanaba, 1:05 mark of this first period. Not exactly the start the Blue Devils wanted there, Dan.
No, but Coach Mackey just went down and patted the kid on the shoulder, give him a little confidence, you know.
We'll get the call from public address announcer Bob St. Peter back. I haven't heard Bob all year. No, they give it to 11, Sawyer LaMarche. Unassisted goal. So LaMarche has given the Eskimos a 1-0 neat lead. Now Suhai shot, that deflects wide. Starting netminder for the Blue Devils tonight, number 30, Tristan Forgrave. And starting for Escanaba, number 35, Dylan Zemke. Now puck back in the Suhai zone. Jasek plays it over along the far boards to Swan. Now Swan will dump it into the Escanaba zone. 15:10 to play in this first period. 1-0 Escanaba. Escanaba won the previous matchup against the Blue Devils back in February 5-4. Now we're going to have an icing call. And that'll bring the faceoff back in the Escanaba zone.
Yeah, besides that one quick turnover, the Sioux's kind of dominating play here.
Yeah, good start for the Blue Devils minus the turnover. They were down 1-0 to Alpena on Saturday and then scored four straight goals.
Yeah, that was a nice comeback.
Now Horton will center a line with Nick Chico and Nick Sprague. Escanaba wins the faceoff. Braden Roberts skates it across the blue line. Now Roberts, he gets knocked down. Puck picked up by the Blue Devils, Goodrich. And that one will go out of play and we'll have a faceoff outside the blue line. Good crowd here at the Big Bear tonight,
say
Dan.
That. Nice crowd coming in here.
Good to have a crowd. Some places still no crowd, including at the Taffy Able Arena, the Lake Superior State University Lakers taking on Alabama Huntsville. That one will start here in a few minutes. We'll get updates on that game as we move along. Now a shot by Martineau. That goes over the Blue Devils net. Glove down behind the net by Goodrich. Now Goodrich, nice move behind the net. Escanaba, good forecheck on this series. Now Martineau behind the net. Blue Devils chase it over to the far boards in their own zone. Haminga moves it up to Goodrich. Now Goodrich loses it at center ice, picked up by the Eskimos, and they'll clear it in. Forgrave will stop that puck behind his own net, picked up by Jay Dunbar. Dunbar, pass it to Chico. Now Chico in his own zone, off the boards to Allen. Allen now gets it back. Blue Devils trying to get into the Escanaba zone. Bouncing puck goes to Sundquist for the Eskimos. Over to Cortina. Now Boudreaux. Ooh. Shot hits his own player and not in a good spot. No pads behind the... Our Escanaba announcer, he's taking pictures, video, announcing.
Multitasking.
I can't do that. So I brought you along, Dan. Pick up my slack tonight. Now here's a chance for the Eskimos. A shot. Forgrave makes the save. Swanee gets it up to Kogan. Now Kogan skates it across the blue line of the Eskimos. Kogan in the slot. A shot. Save. Rebound. Oh, that one just trickled wide on the chance by Gorsuch. Now here come the Eskimos at center ice. LaMarche moves across one. Now taken out of the play by Bowman. Escanaba keeps it in the zone. They got a chance. 2-on-1 in the slot. A shot. And that one missed the net. Good chance there by Mylander. Escanaba now at the blue line with the wrister. That goes into the pads of Bowman for the Blue Devils. Now Suhai will clear the zone. 13 minutes to play in this first period. 1-0 Escanaba. Senior night here at the Big Bear Arena. They'll be honoring the seniors during postgame. Now the Blue Devils have it at center ice. Gorsuch across the blue line. Now Gorsuch lost the puck, picked up by Mylander for the Escanaba Eskimos. That one will trickle down into the Suhai zone, picked up by Nick Gary. Now Gary plays it along the near boards, picked up by Mylander. His shot goes behind the net. Gary has it for the Blue Devils. He'll slam that puck against the glass and clear the zone. At center ice, Hayes shoots it back into the Suhai zone. Bauman, pass on the near side boards to Bauman. Two Baumans, number 11, George, and number 17, Gleb.
Oh, yeah.
Now the Eskimos, Clear it in the neutral zone. Puck along the near boards. Shot back in. Nice. Forgrave sticks it down.
That would have been icing.
Yep. Shots 1-1 here in this first period. Now the Eskimos in the neutral zone. Nice move again, that one by Boudreau. He puts a shot on. Forgrave with the save. Along the far boards, Boudreau to Streichert. Now Boudreau over in the far corner in the Suhai zone. A shot. Save again by Forgrave. And the Blue Devils clear it to center ice. Chased down by Sundquist for the Eskimos in his own zone. Now Sundquist pass. Out of the reach of Roberts, picked up by the Blue Devils at center ice. Now the Eskimos get it back. Now Suhai gets it back. Now Escanaba gets it back. Across the blue line. Roberts. Near circle. Roughed up a bit there by Nick Chico. Now the Blue Devils can't clear it. Kept in by Sundquist. Puck goes over in the far corner. Roberts. Now the Blue Devils take it away. French. Pass just out of the reach of Dominic Chico. And Escanaba in the neutral zone, and that's going to be offside with 10:58 to play in this first period. 1-0 Escanaba.
Yeah, kind of like a ping pong game there for a second. Each team just passing it to the other team. A
lot of neutral zone play in this one so far. Suhai undefeated at home this year. 3-0, just four home games this season. Suhai's schedule challenge was made tougher with the delay in the season, Dan, and a lot of the teams they had on the schedule couldn't play because of conference play. And we're going to have a penalty. I think we're going to have a high stick or a cross check. And that's going to go, I believe, against the Eskimos. So the Blue Devils will go on the power play, 10:48 to play in this first period, 1-0 Escanaba.
This might be a little spark they need right here. A little puck possession, get some shots on net.
So the power play unit for the Blue Devils: Swan, Kogan, along with Gorsuch, Dunbar, and Goodrich on defense. That penalty will go against number 8, Spencer Boudreau. 2 minutes for cross-checking. Suhai with no power play goals in their game against Alpena. Now at the point, Dunbar plays over to Swan on the near boards. Now taken away by Kolich for the Escanaba Eskimos, and he'll shoot it down the ice. Puck behind the Blue Devils net. Goodrich. Over to Dunbar. Now that one will go out of play. We'll have a face-off outside the blue line. Minute 41 left on the Blue Devils power play.
Senior night. That explains probably the big crowd.
Yeah. Had some good crowds in here.
It sure is. This place is pretty full.
Face-off outside the Blue Devils blue line. Blue Devils win the draw. Goodrich gets it up to Swan. Now taken away by Escanaba at center ice. Suhai gets it right back. Goodrich skates it across the blue line. Goodrich tried to leave it for Gorsuch, but out of his reach, and Escanaba will shoot it down the ice.
Little miscommunication there. He did the drop pass, and young Gorsuch wasn't there yet.
Now Goodrich with it for the Blue Devils in his own zone. Rink-wide pass off the boards to Dunbar. Dunbar lost the puck to Kolich, and Kolich is just going to flip that one down the ice. So Suhai yet to get organized on this power play. They still have a minute left on it. Now behind the net, good forecheck by Krutina for the Eskimos. Suhai still has behind their own net. Now along the near boards, Kogan. Kogan's pass to Haminga. Now he lost, and Escanaba will shoot it right back down the ice. Chased by Bowman for the Blue Devils. Gleb Bowman behind his own net. Bowman's pass out of the reach of everyone. Picked up by Sundquist in his own zone. Kept in by the Blue Devils. It was a close one there, but they call it onside. Now at the blue line in the slot. Rather, they pass it back to the point. Over on the near side, Bowman in. Shot. Hits an Escanaba player. Another chance. That one goes over the net. Escanaba can't clear it, though. Suhai still has 15 seconds left on their power play. Here's Chico with it. His shot. That deflects and goes wide. Along the near boards, Haminga. Haminga for the Blue Devils. Puts it at the doorstep. Now a pass, a shot, and a goal! Didn't look like a whole light was on the shot there, Dan, but that goal is going to go to number 19, Aaron Kogan, on the power play.
Yeah, that second power play unit, they kind of settled down a little bit and made some nice passes, got a few good chances, and finally got one behind the goaltender.
So Kogan will tie this game at one with 8:50 to play in this first period. It wasn't the best looking power play, Dan, but certainly paid off at the end.
Right, yeah. A couple nice passes there. And a really nice play to keep the puck onside.
That goal will go at the 8:10 mark of this first period. We'll get the goal call from Bob St. Peter. Kogan had a nice pass. He put it through the net. Or not through the net, but through the goalie.
Yeah.
So Kogan does get the goal. And give the assist to Stephen Allen, who set that one up. Now Escanaba with the puck in the Suhai zone. Jacek for the Blue Devils behind his own net. Now Jacek moves it to center ice. Jacek across the blue line. His shot hits an Escanaba player. Over in the far corner, Jacek and Hort for the Blue Devils. Now a chance in front, a shot and a save there. Another shot. That one goes off an Escanaba player and out of play, as that was Nick Sprague with another good chance for the Blue Devils. They're starting to get a little more in this game, Dan.
Yeah, you just a little spinorama shot. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Any shot on goal is a good shot.
Shots 4-2 in favor of the Blue Devils. We're tied at one. 8:05 to play in this first period. Face off to the left of goaltender Dylan Zemke of the Eskimos. Gorsuch takes the draw for the Blue Devils. Escanaba wins it. They got a 2-on-1. Here's Krutina. Krutini's got Bordeaux in front, but that pass just out of his reach. Otherwise, we had a real good scoring opportunity. Now the Blue Devils can't clear it. At the point, a shot. That one goes wide. Boudreau in the near corner for the Eskimos. Now Boudreau trying to kick that puck loose. Blue Devils get it to center ice. It might have a 2-on-1. Here's Kogan with it. Kogan tried to get it over, bouncing over the stick of Swan, and he gets knocked down after that. Swan picks it back up. Over to Kogan in the far corner. Now Swan shot and a save there. Didn't get a whole lot on the shot. It was more of a deflection, and yep, Sprague makes the save.
Yep. Good pressure there. Had a nice 2-on-1. The puck just bounced over Swanee's stick on the pass from big number 19 there, Kogan.
We'll talk to you between periods, Dan, about the Sioux Indians season. They will be at home this weekend to Victory Honda at Puller Stadium. Saturday game, 4 o'clock, correct?
Yep, correct.
And Sunday at 10.
Yes.
All right.
Time change.
Yes, time change on that one and a location change. Make sure you head over to Puller Stadium. Best place to watch a hockey game, in my opinion. Taffy Abel's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
They're occupied this weekend, though.
Yes, they are. Hopefully not Sunday.
Yes, right. Sunday, hopefully not indeed. Oh. Now puck along the doorstep. Blue Devils come up with it. Allen puts it in front. A shot saved there by Sprague. Back to the point. That's Chico. He lost the puck. Now in the slot. Oh, a good opportunity for Minga, but he fanned on the shot. And the Eskimos have it. Roberts across the blue line for Escanaba. Roberts in the slot. Swatted away by Gary. Now another chance for Escanaba. Stick gets dropped there by the Suhai player. Now here's Haminga across the blue line. Haminga back to Gary. Gary shot. That hits an Escanaba player and goes wide. Pinching in is Bauman. Blue Devils keep the puck in the Escanaba zone. Now Escanaba gets it. Martineau can't clear it. Good forecheck for the Blue Devils. Escanaba finally gets it outside the blue line as Suhai shoots it back in. 6:15 to play in this first period. We have a 1-1 tie, Escanaba and Suhai. Now the Eskimos get it outside the blue line. Roberts at center ice lost it. Blue Devils player Horton falls down, but he gets up and shoots it back in the Escanaba zone. Over along the far boards, Nick Sprague. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a penalty
trip
called behind the play, and that's going to give the Blue Devils another power play with 5:58 to play in this first period.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one, Dan, did you?
One of the Suhai players is going to the bench, and so is an Escanaba guy, and he tripped the Suhai player on the way in.
Never good to do that in front of the referee.
No, 45 feet away from the puck.
Right. So face off to the left of Zemke. Blue Devils on their second power play. They've already scored a power play goal tonight. Now that shot down the ice by the Eskimos. Forgrave makes the save. A penalty on number 5, Braden Roberts. Now the Blue Devils in the neutral zone. They'll shoot it into the Escanaba zone. Boudreaux will have that one take a funny carom, and that'll go all the way down the ice. Chased down by Dunbar. Now Dunbar loses the puck. Another turnover. Lamarche in front. Save. Rebound. And a goal. No, it hits a post. Thought that was in, but it hit the post. I think the Escanaba fans thought it was in, too.
I did, too.
Fooled all of us over here. Wide open. Yeah, it was a wide open net.
Wow.
That took a funny bounce out. It almost seemed like it wasn't a bounce off the post, but the referees, I guess, had a better view than we did, Dan.
Yeah, he was standing right there, so.
We'll take it.
We're a little farther away.
Yes. Fans over here are saying the same things. We thought it was a goal, too, so. We have no power to change that, Dan. If we did, we'd have a lot of power. Now puck goes outside the blue line off the faceoff, and we're going to have a penalty on. Nope, be an offside, delayed offside, waved off.
Well, Alan Tnyk was right there. I'm sure he saw it.
Bauman in his own zone for the Blue Devils. Still 55 seconds left on their power play. Bauman at the Blue Devil blue line. Cross to Allen. Now Allen to Chico. Chico shot up high. Save. Rebound. Goes behind the net. Putting it in front. Now going back to the point. Bauman again. A shot deflected. That goes wide. Suhai peppering the net right now. Still 35 seconds left on the power play at the point. Kogan fakes the shot. Now moves into the slot. Kogan with a shot right to the breadbasket of Zemke. And he'll hold with 28 seconds remaining on the Blue Devil power play.
Again, it's the second power play unit that seems to be having some success here.
Shots 9-5 in favor of the Blue Devils. We're tied at 1, 4:26 to play in this first period. Lakespear State University Lakers in action, just starting at the Taffy Able Arena, and they're up 1-0 over Alabama Huntsville, 4 minutes into the first period. Best 2 out of 3 series. Now back to the point. Here's Dunbar, fakes the shot, moves it over to Goodrich. His shot hits a player in front, loose, another save. Now behind the net, the Blue Devils have it. Back to the point, Dunbar, and a shot, and we're going to have a whistle. And we're going to have a cross check on someone. I think that might go against the Blue Devils there, Dan.
Yep, looks like Gorsuch.
Yep, Eric Gorsuch will go to the box. We'll have 4-on-4 hockey for 9 seconds, and then Escanaba will get their first power play opportunity of the night. 4:07 to play in this first period. Been a good one here. 1-1 tie. So face off to the left of Forgrave. And a chance for Escanaba as the shot goes wide by Boudreaux. Now the Blue Devils have it. They'll be shorthanded here. Now across the blue line. Suhai loses it. That was Haminga. Now Boudreaux, headman pass. Here's a breakaway for Kolich. In Kolich with the move, a shot, and a goal. Beautiful individual effort there by number 22, Nick Kolich. He had some speed on that one, Dan, and a great move to beat the goaltender.
Yeah, Nick has some good hands. He's been on this varsity team for 3 years now, and it kind of showed right there.
Yes, it did. So give the goal to Kolich. It'll be at the 13-11 mark of this first period on the power play. So two power play goals here tonight. And Escanaba regains their lead.
You can see why he's the team's leading scorer.
Yes, he is. That's his sixth goal of the season. And the Escanaba Eskimos lead 2-1. 3:35 left in this first period. Now puck back in the Suhai zone. We'll get the assists on the goal here from Bob St. Peter in a moment. Two.
Right, help him out a little.
Scored by number 22, Nick Kolich. Bob's having some issues over there. Now here's Kolich again. Lost the puck. So give the assist to number 8, Spencer Boudreaux, and number 19, Gunnar Boudreaux, and it's 2-1 Escanaba. Now puck in front of the Suhai net. Escanaba with another chance. A couple bodies go down there. The Eskimos pick the puck up. Now back to the point. Boudreaux shot. That just goes wide. Escanaba now with the edge in play here over the last couple minutes. Kurtina shot. That saved by Forgrave up high. Back to the point, Sundquist moving it over to Boudreaux. His shot, that didn't miss by much. It got deflected wide. Suhai kind of standing around in their own zone right now, and they'll finally just dump the puck down the ice, and they'll wave that icing call off as it doesn't make it all the way. Nick Chico lumbers down the ice. That's a big boy right there.
Yes.
You don't want to get in his way. Now here's a chance for Kogan. Kogan, along the end boards, picked up by Gorsuch. Now over to the far corner, Boudreaux for the Eskimos. Clears it back in the Suhai zone. Picked up by Gary. He'll wrap it along the near boards. Center ice back to Kogan. Kogan across the blue line. He's got Swan going into the net. Swan picks it up. Swan with a shot. Didn't have a whole lot of space there. As Zemke makes the save. Shots 10-6 in favor of the Blue Devils, but they trail 2-1. 1:40 left in this first period. Puck still in the Escanaba zone. Kogan picks it up. Centering chance goes back to the point and over the stick of Gary as he chases it back to center. Now Gary's pass chipped in by Kogan, but it hits the netting. And so that'll bring the faceoff outside the blue line with a minute 25 left in this first period. 2-1 Escanaba.
Yeah, pretty even game so far. Seems like each team is taking advantage of the other team's mistakes.
There's been a couple big mistakes in this game, as you said, Dan, and both teams have capitalized. Now face-off, controlled by the Blue Devils. They'll shoot it back into the Escanaba zone. Clayton Smith moves it over along the far boards to Roberts. Now Escanaba with it, 2-on-2. Here's Streichert across the blue line. He's got Martin Oak going to the net. Now Streichert still has it in the near corner. Streichert behind the Blue Devil net. Lost the puck. It goes back to the point to Hayes. Now Hayes plays in the far corner. Centering chance. A shot hits the post again. Oh, yeah, the goaltender beat, but the post stopped it. Now the Blue Devils with it. Across the blue line. Allen. Nice pass. Here's Chico in a shot. That goes behind the net. Good action here at Big Bear Arena on this Friday night. Now players in the corner tangle up. Now at center ice, Roberts for the Eskimos across the blue line. Roberts puts it in front. That goes through the slot as Dunbar will try to clear that puck. He does to center ice. 30 seconds left here in the first period. Escanaba with a 2-1 lead. Engel. They'll check that Sundquist across the blue line for the Eskimos. Now picked up by Dunbar. Dunbar over to Swan at the far boards. Gorsuch at center ice. Garrett Gorsuch, the freshman, firing the puck in. Suhai trying to get the rebound. And that'll go across the blue line. 8 seconds left. Kogan at center ice. 5 seconds. Even get one late shot here. Kogan across the blue line. He won't get that shot. After one period of play, the Escanaba Eskimos lead the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 2-1. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our first intermission show. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on your official home for Suhai Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Dan Lasley back at Big Bear Arena. We are in our first intermission. Our score, the Escanaba Eskimos lead the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 2-1. And Dan, the Blue Devils got off to a tough start with a turnover in their own zone, a battle back on the power play, and then Escanaba scored a power play goal. Before we recap the scoring, your thoughts on what you saw here in this first period?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, pretty even. Just a couple of mistakes that's cost each team's of these teams a goal or two. Other than that, it's been dead even. A couple of nice stops by the goalpost.
Yeah, a couple, especially in the Suhai zone as Escanaba hit a couple posts. Let's recap the scoring. Escanaba got on the board at the 105 mark, an unassisted goal by Sawyer LaMarche. Suhai would tie it at the 8:10 mark of the first period. A power play goal scored by number 19, Aaron Kogan, with an assist from Steven Allen. And then Escanaba would get the power play goal at the 13:11 mark of the first period. Goal scored by number 22, Nick Kolich, with assists from number 8, Spencer Boudreaux, and number 19, Gunnar Boudreaux. Shots on goal in that first period, 11 for the Blue Devils, 7 for the Escanaba Eskimos. Dan wanted to talk a little bit about the Sioux Indians. We mentioned that they will be in action this weekend at Polar Stadium, taking on Victory Honda tomorrow at 4 and Sunday at 10. Just give us kind of a capsule of the season. I mean, you guys have done a good job just to be able to have a season, to be able to play as many games as you have. Just kind of tell our listeners a little bit about this Sioux Indians team, what's upcoming, and just how the season's gone so far.
Yeah, it was a scheduling nightmare for Zeke. We've traveled Chicago, Cleveland. We went to Dallas for a weekend and we got snowed out.
Great weather you had down there.
Who goes to Dallas and gets snowed out of a hockey game? But the kids have been playing well. We've got all of our league games in, which was going to be a big concern, the league thought, but most of the teams have getting their games in, and we've already qualified for the state playoffs, which is huge thing. A lot of scouts there, and it gives the kids a chance to really promote themselves and that there. It's been an up and down season. Coach Ferroni's been doing a great job since he come on board. He's turned the kids around. They really work hard. And John, he's really a stickler on his systems.
Yep.
Other teams don't like him behind our bench. I can tell you that.
I'm sure
right
they
now.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's doing a great job. The kids are playing good. We'll just have to roll the dice and see what happens in the state playoffs.
So you have a chance to see the Indians this weekend again at Polar Stadium. Free admission Saturday at 4. And then Sunday at 10, and then the following weekend you have another couple games at Polar Stadium against Green Bay, correct?
Yeah, the Green Bay Bobcats, former player of the Sioux Indians. His name's escaping me right now.
It always does.
Yeah, right. It's that age, right? But he's bringing his team up. They're qualified for the Nationals. They're in Tier 2, and they were just looking for some games to try to get some competitive teams. And we called Zeke, and we're going to play him, and then we're going to return the trip. We're going to go down to Green Bay in April and play.
Okay.
Well, we're going to see if a few of our guys want to go, but mostly with kids we want to look at for next year.
Very good. Thank you, Dan, for giving us that update on the Sioux Indians. We're going to take our final break here in our first intermission. When Dan and I come back, we'll have the start of the second period of play here at Big Bear Arena. Again, our score, Escanaba 2, Sioux High 1. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back at Big Bear Arena, joined by Dan Lasley on color, as we're a few minutes away from the start of our second period of play between the Sioux High Blue Devils and the Escanaba Eskimos. The Eskimos lead the Blue Devils 2-1. Talking again about the playoffs, which will start next week for the Sioux High Blue Devils. They are in Division 3 once again this year, and they will be in the Region 18. That will be hosted by Tawas. Their first game will be Tuesday night at Tawas. That game time will be at 7 o'clock. If the Blue Devils win that game, they will take on Alpena on Thursday at 5. We'll have that game on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson. And if the Blue Devils win that one, they will take on the winner of the other regional semifinal played on Thursday between Sheboygan and Gaylord. That regional final will be Saturday at 5 o'clock in Tawas. And the winner of that regional, Dan, takes on the winner of the Copper Country Regional. And, boy, you got some heavy hitters in that one. Calumet undefeated. Houghton very good. You can't count out Hancock. That's always a power-packed regional up there.
Yeah, you don't want to have a bad game there, because you have one bad game, you're done.
That game will be played in Marquette on March 24th. We'll have Sioux High Blue Devil girls basketball tomorrow afternoon right here on 1230 WSOO. Dave Watson making the long trek to DeWitt as the undefeated Sioux High Blue Devils, winners of 27 games in a row. They'll take on DeWitt. Dave will have the pregame show at 1:45 on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and on the TuneIn app. Also, don't forget tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner, 11:05, right here on 1230 WSOO. Matt Pocket will be filling in for Dave Watson. I'll be joining Matt for the first portion of the show. We'll give you the scores that matter and talk about some of the other games going on around the area. The Lakers leading Alabama Huntsville 2-0 in the first period in game one of their best of three quarterfinal series. We'll also be talking a lot about high school basketball. The Sioux High Blue Devil boys are in action tonight in Sheboygan. Other games in boys basketball tonight: Pickford is at Cedarville, Brimley is at Engadine, and one girls basketball game, Brimley is at Mackinac City. So the team skating back on the ice, Escanaba with a 2-1 lead over the Sioux High Blue Devils. The Blue Devils will be in action tomorrow afternoon to close out their regular season at Petoskey. That one will face off at 12:30. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan, Petoskey, the rink there is either owned or run by Sergei Fedorov, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Former Detroit Red Wing that could certainly use his help these days.
Sergei's brother.
Oh, his brother. Okay.
Yeah.
The other Fedorov.
Yeah, he played in the NHL also.
Oh, right.
He's
right.
A little bigger, too. I think he's about 6'4", 220.
Okay.
He's a big boy.
So both teams on the ice. We had a little bit of a delay as we had a figure skater out there performing. So Blue Devils look to try to tie this game back up here at 2. Don't want to fall behind by 2, obviously. But these teams played a pretty even game in Escanaba, with Escanaba with a 5-4 victory. I believe they were tied after 2 periods of play in that one as well.
Yeah, it was tied at 3. Yeah, quietly have 11 shots on goal here, so that's not bad for the first period.
It's been a good game so far here. So I looking to end their season undefeated at home. I would like to go back to the record books and see the last time that's happened. Of course, with only 4 home games, it's a little easier doing that. But what are you going to do in the year of COVID?
Right,
the season of COVID, I should say.
Yeah.
Now, Escanaba with the puck. They'll skate it to center ice. Blue Devils going left to right as seen on your radio dial. Swan with it. Poke checked away at the blue line. Here comes a dangerous player, Kolich. Another breakaway, another shot, and another goal. He does it on the backhand this time, and Escanaba with a 3-1 lead. And it's been the Nick Kolich show here as of late.
Yeah, Swan tried to go through him, and Kolich picked his pocket, and he's got some nice hands.
Boy, and some nice moves as well. So that goal at the 27-second mark of the second period, Kolich's second goal of the night. And boy, he's got some speed and moves. He might do it again, 1-on-4 shot. That deflects and goes over the net. And so Suhai's going to have to do a better job trying to contain him. But this young man,
he's looking good. Yeah, he has that other gear. When he wants to turn it up, he turns it up and goes.
So Blue Devils trail 3-1, face off to the left of Forgrave. Really almost no chance on that last goal. It was just a beautiful move.
That was a nice play.
So Kolich gets the goal, another unassisted goal. And Escanaba with the puck in their own zone. They'll chip it to center ice, now chased into the Blue Devil zone. Gary behind his own net. Now he'll skate it across the blue line. Pass deflected by the Eskimos. Now the Blue Devils might come up with it, but Escanaba player poke checked it away. Now back in the Suhai zone. Kolich gets a lot of ice time, as he should.
He's the captain.
Yes, he is. Puck back to center ice. Escanaba fires it back in the Suhai zone.
Ooh.
Taken by Bauman. Now Bauman at center ice. Lost the puck. Flipped right to the Escanaba player. Now Suhai will take it. Bauman chases it back in his own zone. In front of his own net. Dangerous play. Gary gets it out of harm's way. Now Gary at his own blue line. Pass bounces over the stick of Allen. Back in the Escanaba zone. Blue Devils go for a line change. Eskimos fire it hard off the boards. Picked up by LaMarche. Now here's Sawyer LaMarche in the near corner. LaMarche still has it. Plays it over to LaMarche. Jaeger and Sawyer. Now an Escanaba player just gets hit hard there. That's going to be a penalty on the Blue Devils.
Yep.
As he got hit up high. And
actually, I think it's his.
Nick Chico, I think, is going to go to the box on that one. So Escanaba will go on the power play. They've already scored a power play goal as Suhai athletic trainer Matt McLeod comes out and gets waved off.
Yeah, he's shaking it off.
You don't want to be on the opposite end of a Nick Chico hit, I can tell you that much.
No, I think Nick outweighs him by a few pounds.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
So Escanaba looking for more on the power play. Chico gets a 2-minute penalty. And the Blue Devils will fire that one down the ice. So tripping the call on Chico. Could have called about 4 different calls on that one. Now Boudreaux shot and a goal as he beats Forgrave on the stick side. That's probably one Forgrave would like to have back. And another power play goal for the Eskimos. They lead by the score of 4-1. Spencer Boudreaux, I believe, will get credit for that goal. And that goal will be at the 2:15 mark of this second period. And it's all Escanaba. They lead 4-1.
Yeah, just a shot on net. It has a chance to go in, and that one did. Looks like we're having a goaltending change.
Yep, Camden Labate is coming into net for the Blue Devils, and so Tristan Forgrave will be replaced.
That's too bad. That was a tough one, but kind of struggled on that one.
Yeah. So Boudreaux does get the goal.
Cortina with the assist.
Yep, Cortina gets the assist, and just like that, it's 4-1 Escanaba. Now the Eskimos with the puck in their own zone. Suhai intercepts it. Here's a chance on the slot, a shot. That goes wide on the chance by Gorsuch. Now a big hit by Swano. They're going to call that a penalty. Going to call that an elbow. Kind of a borderline call there, but doesn't go the Blue Devils' way. As referee Al Tonight gives Swan the gate, so what's the last thing Suhai needed, Dan, is to send this Escanaba team back on the power play.
Yeah, look who's coming out.
Yeah.
22. If you notice something about Kolich, his stick's a little longer than most, kind of like Martin St. Louis used to have.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and it seems to work well for him.
It sure does.
Yeah.
So face off to the left of Labate. Escanaba with it. Boudreaux with the puck in the near corner. Now Boudreaux back to the point. LaMarche. LaMarche moves it over to Boudreaux. Back to LaMarche. Now Boudreaux over. Shot by Kolich. Saved there by Labate. Back to the point. Another chance. That one blocked by the Blue Devils, and they'll shoot it down the ice. Minute 25 left on the Escanaba power play. Now here's Kolich with it in his own zone. Pass to Boudreaux across the blue line. Now Boudreaux with the shot. That goes wide. That'll go all the way down the ice. Fans into this game here.
Yeah, again, a nice crowd. Good.
Yeah, really very nice crowd. Now puck at center ice. Cortina will shoot it into the Suhai zone. To Bauman, who can't clear it. Now here's Cortina again. He lost the puck. Escanaba can't handle as that goes across the blue line.
Good stick work there by, who's that, number 8, Allen?
Yep. Now the Eskimos trying to set up the power play. Gary will fire that off the end boards. Bounces over the far side. Now back to the point. Escanaba with a shot. That deflects and goes wide. Pinching in is LaMarche, keeping it in the Blue Devil zone. Now LaMarche will glove that one down. And the Blue Devil player will win the fight to the puck. That's Haminga. Haminga over to Allen shorthanded. 20 seconds left on the Escanaba power play.
Good work by that group.
As the Blue Devils shoot it in, go for a line change. Now the Eskimos with it. Across the Blue Devil blue line. That's Mylander. Over to LaMarche. Now LaMarche behind the Blue Devil net. As the penalty to Swan will expire, Suhai back at full strength, but Escanaba still has the puck in the Suhai zone. Cortina over on the near side, point LaMarche. LaMarche is shot, blocked by Swan, and Swan will clear it to center. Now here's Gorsuch at center ice. Across the blue line, Gorsuch in the slot, leaves it for Kogan, his shot. That deflects and goes wide. Over in the near corner, Mylander can't clear it. Kogan keeps it in. Now Kogan tried to make one too many moves there, gets knocked down. Escanaba has it, 3-on-2. Here's Mylander. Centering chance taken away by Swan of the Blue Devils. Shots 11-10 Suhai, but they trail 4-1. 11:40 left in the second period. Now Suhai with the puck in their own zone. Swan at his own blue line. Headmans it up to Kogan across the blue line. Now Kogan, nice move. Kogan with a shot and saved there by Zemke. And he'll hold with 11:27 to play in this second period. 4-1 Escanaba.
Yeah, real nice penalty kill there. They really didn't need to go down 5-1. That group that was out there did a really good job. See if we can get something going here.
Yeah.
A little pressure in the
Suhai
zone.
Suhai definitely needs the next goal. Lake State after one period of play leading Alabama Huntsville 2-0. Other WCHA scores, Bowling Green leads Northern Michigan 1-0 after one. No score Ferris State and Minnesota State at the end of one, and no score between Michigan Tech and Bemidji.
A little surprise on the Minnesota State score.
Yeah, Ferris, yeah, despite their record, they can hang with teams.
Yeah, they played them tough down there a few weeks ago.
Yep.
I think they won
an overtime. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Oh, that would be an upset.
That would be an upset, and if Lake State were to win their series, they would host the WCHA Final Four. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be, yeah. More games away for
yes,
us.
Yeah, right. Now a shot that goes wide, bouncing puck. Picked up by the Eskimos. They have it at center. Roberts, he'll fire it into the Suhai zone. Body will stop it behind the Suhai net. Now a chance for Escanaba. Shot up high and a goal. Braden Roberts found just enough space in the upper left-hand corner of the goal. And it's all Eskimos now as they lead by the score of 5-1 with 10:48 to play in this second period.
That shot there is almost impossible to stop for a butterfly goalie. I mean, it was just right over his shoulder. He had 4 inches to put it, and that's where he put it.
That goal will be at the 6:12 mark of this second period as Escanaba has scored 3 goals here.
That's that kid's first goal of the year. They just collected the puck for him. That was a beauty.
Yeah, certainly a memorable one. And we'll get the goal call from Bob St. Peter, the busiest man in the building here.
Oh, hold on.
So the third unassisted goal for the Eskimos, and they lead 5-1.
The old refereeing crew is a little stingy on the assists tonight.
Yeah, they sure are.
Maybe. we'll let it go.
Just let that one pass, Dan. So Suhai really up against it now, trailing 5-1. And that's going to, oh, no offside there. Almost thought that might be an offside. Puck behind the Escanaba net. Now the Blue Devils desperate for a goal here as that one will go back to center ice. Picked up by Bauman, who will fire it in. On the near boards, Hayes. Puck still in the Escanaba zone. Now picked up by the Eskimos. Roberts, he'll fire it in. Gary with it. Now Gary fires it back in the Escanaba zone. Kogan on the end boards. Kogan back to the point. Gary couldn't hang on to that puck as it goes back to center ice. Bauman gets it back into the Escanaba zone. Now an interception there by the Blue Devils. Kogan puts it in front. Swan tried to get it on the net. Now he has it behind the net. Swan back to the point. Gary with some space. A shot hits a player in front. Deflects wide. Over to Kogan. Back to the point, Bauman, and now he lost the puck. Here come the Eskimos. Might be a 2-on-1. Blue Devil player gets back. That prevents a scoring opportunity. Now here's Swan with a 3-on-2. Swan across the blue line. He gets hit up high, and that's going to be a penalty on Escanaba. That's going to go against number 19, Gunnar Boudreau. So that's what the Blue Devils needed there, a power play opportunity, Dan, because they really need to get the next goal.
Yeah, right.
Next few goals.
Wasn't anything too bad, but it was enough to call a penalty.
Yep. 9:15 to play in this second period. Shots 12 apiece. But Escanaba leads by the score of 5-1. So out there for the Blue Devils, Haminga, along with Allen and Dominic Chico. On defense, Kogan and Goodrich. Now Escanaba wins the faceoff. They fire it into the Suhai zone. Goodrich has it behind his own net. Now Goodrich pressured, taken away by Escanaba. A penalty on number 9, Carson Krutina, for interference.
They called interference?
Yeah, about 4 different things.
Yeah, he had the puck.
Interference, I don't think, would be one of the things I would have called it, but.
No, not when he had the puck, but whatever.
Yeah. Now the Blue Devils on the power play. They've scored their only goal on the power play as Escanaba will fire that puck down the ice. Goodrich behind his own net. 8:20 to play in the second period. Now off the far boards. Kogan at center ice for the Blue Devils. Cross the blue line. Kogan Tried to leave it for Dominic Chico, but Escanaba has it. And that's the guy you don't want to have it, Nick Kolich. Now a nice back check there by Chico. Dominic Chico across the blue line for the Blue Devils with the puck. Now it goes over to Haminga. Haminga in the slot over a one-timer, a pretty good one there and a save as Kogan got a decent shot on, but Zemke was up to the challenge.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Nice pass, nice shot.
Now French behind his own net for the Blue Devils. 30 seconds left on their power play. Kogan at center ice. He'll chip it into the Escanaba zone. Hayes tried to clear it. Now he gets it back. And Hayes will just fire that one over the glove of Kogan and down the ice. Blue Devils have it in their own zone. French being pressured again. Escanaba doing a great job on this power play of the Blue Devils. 10 seconds left on it. Now quickly across the blue line. The Blue Devils had it for a moment, but Escanaba will shoot it back into the Blue Devils zone. Picked up by LaMarche. Now LaMarche with a nice move as the Eskimos are back at full strength. Now a backhand shot goes over the net. Off the boards to Swan. Swan's pass just over the stick of Sprague. Now Nick Sprague has it far circle. Nick Sprague in the slot, a deflection and a save there by Zemke. Swan back to the point. A shot. That one goes wide. Shot by French. Along the near boards in the Escanaba zone. Four players along the boards. Now at the point. Chipped along the end boards. In the near corner, that's Mylander. He'll play it over to the far side to LaMarche. And LaMarche lost the puck. Puck still in the Escanaba zone. Swan trying to get around a couple players. Now Swan over along the far boards. Being held up by Sundquist. Now Suhai comes up with it. In the slot, a backhand shot. That deflects and goes wide. Sundquist over in the far corner. Now LaMarche. He'll pass it to center ice to LaMarche. Sawyer LaMarche in the slot. Move. Shot. Save Labonte. Rebound. Oh. And a goal. Jaeger LaMarche has given the Escanaba Eskimos a 6-1 lead with 6:03 to play in this second period.
Nice play by his brother there.
Yeah.
Made the shot on net and got his own rebound and passed it right over to him for an open net, pretty much.
So Jaeger LaMarche will get the goal. We'll give an assist to Sawyer LaMarche if the officials don't. That'll be at the 10:57 mark of this second period. And that was 2-1 after one. And Escanaba scored four goals here in the second to lead 6-1. Things not going the Blue Devils' way as we have an offside, so we have a face-off outside the blue line.
It seems like Escanaba has a little more hop here tonight. They're after getting every loose puck that there is out there.
Yeah.
A lot of game left, though.
A lot of game left. Shots 14 apiece. 6 minutes to play in the second period. Escanaba with a 6-1 lead. Jaeger LaMarche gets the goal. And they do give the assist to Sawyer LaMarche.
Yeah. Family goal.
Yes. As that puck will be gloved into the Suhai zone, and if Escanaba touches it, they don't, so the Blue Devils have it in their own zone. Back to the point. Shot, that goes wide. Shot by Clayton Smith. Back to the near point. Another shot blocked by the Blue Devil player. Hayes with it for the Eskimos. And these Escanaba fans really instructing the players out there. And we have about four assistant coaches sitting below us here, Dan.
Yeah.
You'd think they were down 6-1.
We had Hayes' brother, Colton, on the team a couple years ago.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that name.
Played with the Thunderbirds across the river.
Yep.
And out east, I think, in the NCDC.
Now a chance in front for the Blue Devils. That flips over the stick of Nick Chico. Back at center ice, Jacek will fire it in. Puck goes over to the far corner. Chased by Smith for Escanaba. Now Nick Chico with the puck. Puts it in front. That'll deflect off an Escanaba player and go all the way down the ice. 4:30 to play in the second period. Escanaba with four goals here in this second stanza, and they lead 6-1. Now puck in the Blue Devil zone. Will be cleared to center as Escanaba will retreat in their own zone. Sundquist. Sundquist off the far boards to Nelson. Now Nelson clears it to center. Suhai looking for something here. That's French over in the far corner. He's roughed up, puts it in front, but easily taken out by the Eskimos. The physical play starting to intensify here over the last couple minutes. Eskenab with the puck at their own blue line. Firing into the Suhai zone. That's going to be an icing call with 3:44 to play in this second period. Escanaba with a 6-1 lead.
Yeah, shots are still even, 14 apiece.
So faceoff will go to the left of goaltender Dylan Zemke. Just allowing the one goal. Tristan Forgrave started tonight for the Blue Devils. He was pulled after the fourth goal. Now a shot and a save there by Zemke off the faceoff. Back to the point, Gary. Plays it down low to Swan behind the net. Swan with it, back to Gary. Gary with some room, a shot. He roofed it, goes over the net. Now Gary has it again in the far corner. Gary moves it into the slot. Poke checked away by the Eskimos. Now they move it to center ice. Here's Krutina in the slot. Poke checked away by the Blue Devils. Escanaba keeps the puck, though. Here's Kolich. Nice pass. Krutina back to the point. Now a shot. That deflects and goes over the net. Kolich over in the far corner. Coming up after this game, we'll have the Dan Lasley Three Stars of the Night.
Oh, put me on the spot.
I am putting you right on the spot. Remember, we only do three, Dan.
Only three. Yep. That was Paul's thing.
Yes, it was. Oh, now here's a chance for Kolich. Kolich with the puck over at the far circle in the Suhai zone. Nice pass, but whiffing on the shot was Boudreau. Now behind the net, Escanaba. I feel like they smell blood right now.
Well, they can play a little loose. They're up by five goals here.
Now Swan with the shot. Gloved down there by Zemke. Goes over to Kogan at the far boards. He puts a shot on. That deflects and goes wide. Pinching in is Bowman. Now he puts it in front. Taken away by the Eskimos. Pass to Kolich. Kolich, that's going to be an offside. As number 14, Mylander, was in a little bit too early with 2:10 to play here in the second period.
Yeah, you can see Escanaba taking a few more chances, but like I say, they can. They're up 6-1. If you make a mistake, it's not as bad as, you know, giving up a goal.
Coming up in the second intermission, Dan Lasley will preview Saturday's Premier League soccer action.
No, he won't.
Had to get one in, Dan.
Yeah, I know. We got better things to do on Saturday. We have a hockey game.
That's true. Well, the games are early, though. That's the nice thing. With the time change in England, you can watch those games at 8 a.m.
Right.
Get up for those. Now, here's a chance for the Eskimos. LaMarche and pass. Oh, nice poke check there by Heminga to prevent what might have been the seventh Escanaba goal. Minute 40 left in the second period. Blue Devils now with a break, 2-on-1. Heminga with Allen. Finds Allen. Allen runs out of
nice
room.
Oh.
But, oh, the puck gets deflected there as Allen passed it back to Heminga, and his shot deflected up high, but the net goes off the mooring, so we'll have a face-off in the Escanaba zone with a 1:29 left in the second period.
Everything but the goal there. That was a nice play. Two-on-one. Passed it over. Passed it back.
Yeah.
Had the goalie out of position, just didn't score.
Getting the net back on the moorings. Never had that problem when you had the old post, Dan. You remember those.
Yeah, that. Remember they had the rubber hose coming out?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Like back when we played men's league in the old days, the net had the, in the middle there, it was kind of dangerous.
Oh,
speared.
Yeah. I've slid into the net many a time in youth hockey.
It's a good way to stop.
Yes. That's the only way I was stopped.
Like the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. Now puck in the Escanaba zone off the faceoff at the point. Jacek. Jacek shot blocked there. And Escanaba might have numbers if they get it out of the zone. They do. Here come the Eskimos. Martineau. Martineau in a shot. Save. On to it there. As Labonte makes the save, his best save of the night, with 59 seconds left here in this second period.
Labonte hasn't done bad since coming in. He came in cold, and he's seen some pretty high quality shots here. He's made a few nice saves.
Lake State leading Alabama Huntsville 3-1 early in the second period at the Taffy Able Arena. And Baylor leading Oklahoma State, Dan, 50-45. I could care less about that game other than the whole legalized wagering thing going on these days. Now here's a shot that gets deflected behind the net for the Blue Devils. Suhai with it. Swan puts it at rather. Swan has it now. A shot that goes wide. Gorsuch on the rebound. Tried to put it in front. That one will be shot back to center ice. 30 seconds left in the second period. Now Swan across the Escanaba zone. Chance in front. Now Swan gets it back. Swan with the shot and a save there. Nice one by Zemke, who will hold. Well, the faceoff in the Escanaba end with 14 seconds left in the second period.
A couple of nice chances there. It seemed like the puck was rolling or something on that one Swan attempt. Kind of had to adjust and didn't get too much on it, but some pressure. What is that, 14 seconds to go in the period?
Suhai out shooting Escanaba 16-15, but where it counts, they're trailing 6-1. Now the Eskimos win the faceoff. They clear it to center. 10 seconds left. Escanaba will just probably hang on to the puck here. 5 seconds. Suhai maybe with one last opportunity here, but the horn will sound, ending the second period. It was all Escanaba with 4 goals in the second period. They lead Suhai by the score of 6-1. We're going to take our second intermission break. We come back, we'll recap the scoring and talk more about this one. It's been all Escanaba. They lead Suhai by the score of 6-1. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Dan Lasley back at the Big Bear Arena on this Friday night. Our score after two periods of play, the Escanaba Eskimos lead the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 6-1. Before we recap the scoring of the second period, Dan, your thoughts on this one? Obviously a very good period for Escanaba in that second.
Yeah, too much Eskimos.
Yeah.
They came out of the second period and totally different than they did in the first period. They kind of kicked it up a notch and they buried a few pucks early, and that's 6-1.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of their opportunities. Recapping the scoring in that second period, it was 2-1 Escanaba after one. They scored at the 27-second mark. A beautiful individual effort once again from Nick Kolich, his second goal of the night, unassisted, giving Escanaba a 3-1 lead. They would make it 4-1 on the power play at the 2:15 mark as Spencer Boudreau scored with an assist from Carson Krutina. Then at the 6:12 mark, an unassisted goal by Braden Roberts gave Escanaba a 5-1 lead. And at the 10:57 mark of the second period, a goal by Jaeger LaMarche with assist from number 11, Sawyer LaMarche. And that's where we sit right now with a 6-1 Escanaba lead. Suhai outshooting Escanaba in this one by a 16-15 count. The Blue Devils will be in action tomorrow afternoon in Petoskey as they take on the Northmen, 12:30. And then they will start their playoffs in Tawas in Division III, Region 18. They'll play the first round game against Tawas Tuesday at 7. If the Blue Devils win that one, then they'll take on Alpena on Thursday night at 5. We'll have that game right here on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson starting at the pregame show 4:45. And if the Blue Devils were to win that game, then they would take on the winner of Sheboygan and Gaylord. That game on Saturday, 5 o'clock in Tawas. Don't forget to tune in to Coach's Corner tomorrow morning right here on 1230 WSOO. Matt Pocket will be filling in for Dave Watson. He'll have the scores that matter at 11:05. I'll be joining Matt for the first portion of the show. We'll look at the local sports scene, including high school hockey, high school basketball, and, of course, Lake Superior State University hockey, as the Lakers are in action as we speak at the Taffy Able Arena in the first game of their best of three quarterfinal series against Alabama Huntsville. And the Lakers, after halfway through the second period, lead by the score of 3-1. Pete Vallette with a shorthanded goal, the latest. He has 2 goals on the night. He scored 6 seconds after Alabama Huntsville got on the board. Other WCHA scores, Northern Michigan and Bowling Green tied at 1. Midway through the second period, Late second period in Mankato, no score, Dan, between Ferris State and Minnesota State. And Michigan Tech has scored early at Bemidji. They lead by the score of 1-0. Tomorrow afternoon right here on 1230 WSLO, we'll have Sioux High Blue Devil basketball. Dave Watson making the long trek to DeWitt just outside of Lansing as the undefeated Sioux High Blue Devils take on DeWitt. Dave will have the pregame show around 1:45 on 1230 WSOO. We're going to take our final break here in our second intermission. When Dan and I come back, we'll have the start of the third period of play here at Big Bear Arena. Once again, our score, Escanaba 6, Sioux High 1. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Big Bear Arena on this Friday night, senior night for the Sioux High Blue Devils, and Escanaba not playing very hospitable visiting hosting duties, whatever that means, Dan. They're not being very nice to the Sioux High Blue Devils tonight. They lead by the score of 6-1. And Dan, if you're in the Sioux High locker room right now and, you know, trying to inspire your guys to come out, what are you saying? I mean, it's going to be tough for the Blue Devils to win this game, but still lots to play for Sioux High. You don't want to go into tomorrow afternoon's game at Petoskey, you know, getting trounced. What's Coach Mackey saying in that locker room?
You just go out there and battle hard, win the battles, and just keep playing hard and try to win this period, you know. I mean, seeing stranger things happen.
Yeah,
but the way Escanaba's playing, I don't think they're going to give up five goals. But, just go out and battle hard and do what you do and try to keep it simple and get pucks to the net.
Escanaba, they will play their playoffs in Division 2. They are in Region 9, and they will start their playoffs against Kingsford. Escanaba 5-9, Kingsford 3-9. That game will be played in Iron Mountain next Thursday. The winner of that one will take on the winner of Marquette and Nagani. Ooh. And the regional final will be played in Marquette a week from Saturday.
Marquette gets a home region game?
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, I don't think they need the advantage.
No, they're probably the favorite coming out of that.
I would say so.
For sure. They haven't lost in a while. I think they only have – well, they lost the other night to Calumet, but Calumet's pretty dang good. So they have three losses on the year.
And they're playing Houghton tonight. So it'll be interesting to see the score of that game.
Here, I'll see if I can get it.
Other games in high school hockey tonight. Alpena is at Traverse City West, and Sheboygan is at Manistee. As I mentioned, the playoffs starting next week for the Sioux High Blue Devils. They will start at Tawas on Tuesday. And if they win that one, they'll take on Alpena on Thursday night. That game is scheduled for Tawas, but could be moved if both teams agree to a neutral site. We're just going to have to wait and see. Dave Watson will be there if the Blue Devils win on Tuesday. That faceoff will be at 5 o'clock. We'll have a doubleheader on 1230 WSOL. Dave will have the Sioux High Blue Devil game against Alpena if the Blue Devils win on Tuesday, and I'll be covering the Sioux High boys basketball game at Brimley. If Sioux High loses on Tuesday, then Dave will be covering that game on Thursday. So I hope they win so I can have a gig.
Yeah, you guys are busy.
Yeah, we are. Jeez. We didn't think we would be.
No, it's a good thing.
It is.
Really good.
So yep. Third period about to begin here at the Big Bear Arena.
We'll be down at our state finals when the high school hockey state finals are going on. So hopefully we can sneak over and see a little bit of that also.
Yeah, absolutely. As one of our referees must have
pulled a hammy.
Yep. Is that Murray?
Oh, yeah.
Murray Meehan.
I had to get it.
Always has to be the center of attention, that guy.
Somebody had it. Might have had an equipment issue.
Yeah.
Looks like his helmet, something wrong with his helmet.
Murray Meehan, of course, of Sioux High Blue Devil hockey fame, back in the rough and tumble, late 70s, early 80s?
Correct, yeah.
I believe he was on a state runners-up team in 79, if I'm not mistaken. He's old.
Yeah. I'm older. I'm not commenting.
Oh, we love Murray. I love Murray.
Marquette doesn't.
No, they don't.
We'll let that one go, too.
I think they got a picture of him in Lakeview Arena. Do not let this man enter.
Ooh.
Now a shot and a save there by Zemke. Shot 17-15 in favor of the Blue Devils. Sioux High with the chance. Kogan tried to put it in front. Now swatted away by the Escanaba player. That was Boudreaux. Escanaba with the puck in their own zone. Sundquist gets it across the blue line to Colich. Now Colich with the move, a shot up high as Labonte had to make the save. I'll tell you, that Colich, he's been very impressive tonight.
The puck sticks on his stick, yeah. That's for sure. He makes some moves, gets around kids, and he's got that, like I said, that extra gear, and he's gone.
And good call on the stick size there. I didn't really notice that when he was on some of the other players. Is that common? Do a lot of players do that?
No. He's the only one in this area that I know of.
What would be the advantage of that? Now, here's a chance and a shot.
Your dad not cutting your stick when you're small.
Very good. Yes. Dan Lasley with all the answers tonight.
Well, he has more reach and actually, I don't know, supposedly better puck control.
Almost scored on his own goal, the Escanaba player, as Zemke looked at him like, what the heck are you doing? And a bunch of announcers in the press box tonight.
It's crowded up here.
Yeah, it is. Our crew from our other station in town and the Escanaba announcer here doing all sorts of things over here.
He's multitasking.
He is, I'll tell you. I think he's blogging, he's videotaping, he's broadcasting.
Yeah. I hope he gets paid for all that.
Excuse me, I'm impressed. All choked up about it too, apparently. Now Huminga gets it across to Chico.
That's what you guys will be doing next year.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's setting a trend here in the UP. Now Chico with the shot. That goes wide of the net.
Line change.
Escanaba has it. Suhai goes for a line change. Hayes in his own zone. Tries to get the puck out. He does. Puck at center ice. Taken by the Blue Devils. They'll flip it into the Escanaba zone. And that one will go back in the Suhai zone. Chasing it down is French. He'll play it off the boards to Jacek. No out of his reach. A shot on net. Actually, no shot. Now a shot as Body makes the save as Escanaba. They're not letting up at all despite that 6-1 lead.
No, they're buzzing. Yeah. You can't quit. You have to keep playing.
Yep.
Don't look at the scoreboard. That's what we always used to say. Just play.
Tune into our sister station, ESPN 1400, on Monday nights for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show of the game. Here's truly, along with David McKay Jr., Butch Davis, and EJ Russell. We're on the air from 6 to 8 o'clock. We talk local, regional, and national sports. And coming up on Monday, we'll talk to Suhai swimming and diving coach Steve Abusta as the Blue Devils in the UP finals this weekend in Marquette. You ever listen to that show, Dan?
Once in a while.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll get you on as a special guest.
Only on Mondays.
Only on Mondays, yes. You can hear the podcast of that show on thegamesportshow.podbean.com along with this broadcast. You'll certainly want to hear it again.
Well, you have an Escanaba guy on there.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. A shot up high, and that goes just over the net as Swan with the opportunity for the Blue Devils. Now Escanaba clears the zone. Roberts at center ice. He'll skate it across the blue line. Poke checked away there by Goodrich. Now the Eskimos with the puck. That one will trickle over the blue line. Boudreaux will fire it back in. Labonte with the save. Shots 18 apiece here in this contest, but Escanaba leads 6-1 on the scoreboard. Now the Blue Devils, bad pass. A shot falling down was Boudreaux. Now the Eskimos with the puck over in the far corner. Petrich, he plays it behind the net. Nelson, he gets knocked down by Dunbar. And that one will hit the partition, take a bounce right to the blue line. That shot goes wide by Boudreaux. Suhai still with it in their own zone. Goodrich over in the far corner. And that puck goes to center ice. Hayes plays it on the near side to Smith. He'll flip it into the Blue Devil zone. Suhai has it. They'll clear it right out. Trying to find Kogan. Now the Eskimos across the blue line with a shot. That goes wide of the net. Rebound. Puck loose in front. Taken by Dunbar, and he'll clear the zone.
Good position by Dunbar there.
Now here's Suhai with it. Allen in the Escanaba zone puts it in front. That trickles wide. Over on the near boards, Nelson. He's hit hard there by Dominic Chico, and he's slow getting up. Those Chico boys know how to hit, that's for sure. Here's an interception there. Steal, a shot, save, rebound. Good opportunity for the Blue Devils. That was Dominic Chico with the goal-scoring opportunity. Now here's Boudreaux. Almost had a breakaway, but Suhai breaks that up. As that puck goes back in the Suhai zone, Chico with the shot and a save there by Zemke, and he'll hold. with 12:26 to play in this third period, 6-1 Escanaba leads.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure there, back and forth, but the Sioux's getting, well, they're leading in shots 20-18. They just need to get one by this kid.
Lake State now leading Alabama Huntsville 5-1. Late in the second period, no score after two periods of play between Ferris State and Minnesota State.
Oh.
Northern Michigan on the road, leading Bowling Green 4-1, late second, and Michigan Tech and Bemidji State tied at 1.
Oh, that'll be a good series.
Yeah. I think Lake State likes all those scores so far.
Yes.
Especially the Minnesota State one. Now off the faceoff, Escanaba has it in their own zone. They'll clear it to center. Bouncing puck, Jasek. He'll get it to Bowman. Now across the blue line, Sprague shot. Bouncing puck goes wide. Picked up by the Eskimos. Now Suhai has it. Horton over in the far corner. He lost the puck. And that's going to be an offside. If the Suhai Blue Devils touch it, they don't. And now we'll have an icing call. And it'll bring the faceoff back in the Escanaba zone with 11:43 to play in this third period. Still 6-1 Escanaba.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, your show, that's pretty entertaining. I don't know about the guy in Detroit talking about hockey, though. That one kind of cracks me up.
He played hockey.
What?
He played hockey.
Really?
He's done it all. He's a jack of all trades, Dan. Now back to the point, a shot. That one stopped by the Eskimos.
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, good luck. Butch has all sorts of stories. And
yes, he does. We'll it's funny.
Yeah, he's a character, that's for sure.
Yeah, there.
Sundquist along the end boards. Over to Mylander. Now Mylander's pass broken up by the Blue Devils at center ice. Chip back into the Sioux High zone. Goes behind the net. Goodrich lost the puck. Now the Eskimos have it. On the near boards. Now behind the net. Over the far side, Swan picks it up for the Blue Devils. Swan, nice pass to Gorsuch. 2-on-1, 3-on-1. Gorsuch over to Kogan. Pass. Kogan, shot, doesn't get through. Kind of hesitated there.
Yeah, he waited just a hair too long there.
Allowed the Eskimos to not have that puck go through. Now Kogan gets hit hard there by Boudreaux. Kogan gets it back, though, as that puck goes behind the net. Now Boudreaux's going to fire that off. Gets the broken stick on the ice. Now another shot that will be swatted out of play and down the ice. We'll have an icing call with 10:35 to play here in this third period.
Yeah, Kogan tried to make that one last pass where he probably just should have let it go on net because he had two of his teammates crashing the net for a rebound. But it's happening fast.
Yes, it is.
Quick decisions.
Face off to the left of Zemke. He's played very well tonight. Now the Eskimos win the faceoff. Suhai keeps it in, though. Gary. Gary over to the far corner. Allen. Allen back to Gary at the point. Gary's shot doesn't get through. Hits his own player. That was Chico. Now Chico gets it back to Gary. Gary with another shot. That deflects in the air. Gloved down by Martineau. Now the Eskimos skated across the Suhai blue line. Big hit along the boards again by Chico. Now the Blue Devils pick it up. Haminga. Haminga skates it right in front of his own net. Pass center ice to Allen. Allen across the blue line. Allen still has it. Leaves it for Chico. His shot wide of the net. Goes over to Gary. Now bouncing puck on the near boards in the Escanaba zone. Pinching in is Bowman. And Escanaba will clear it. They might have a two-on-one if they hurry. Here's Labrie. He lost the puck. As it's picked up by Gary. Gary's pass goes off the far board center ice. Escanaba has it in the neutral zone. Now they'll fire it back in. 9:25 to play in this third period. 6-1 Escanaba. Suhai in jeopardy of losing their first home game of the season. As that shot goes wide by the Eskimos over along the far boards. Nick Chico again just runs over the Escanaba player. Now Chico at center ice had it poke checked away. Escanaba comes up with it. That's Petrich. Petrich shot, save a body. Big rebound goes right to Nick Chico as he clears the zone. Now Escanaba shoots it back in. Chased down by Horton in the near corner. Horton will try to clear that puck. Glove down by Petrich. Now here's a chance, a shot. Oh, a rifle shot, but missing it. It was Kolich going for the hat trick.
His first shift of the period.
Now Kolich in. Another shot. Save a body. Rebound goes over to the far corner. Bauman tries to clear it. Escanaba having some good success here, keeping it in the Sioux High zone as that's finally cleared to center ice. Now the Blue Devils with it. Gary gets it to Sprague, who chips it into the Escanaba zone. 8:20 to play in the third period. There's a chance for Sprague behind the net. Chico's bumped there by Sundquist. A little size differential there. Blue Devils have it in the neutral zone. Chico lost the puck. Oh, boy, players starting really to hit each other. Now there's a big hit by Escanaba's Cortina. And here we go. We got all sorts of commotion right in front of Utch as a bunch of punches being thrown here. Oh, a couple of haymakers as a Sioux High player gets knocked down. All sorts of activity. We're certainly going to get some penalties out of this one.
He's the one 16.
No gloves punches. Were dropped, but a lot of punches thrown there, Dan. And well, these officials are going to have to sort this out.
Yeah.
His number 16 for the Blue Devils, Nick Sprague, wants to...
Yeah, he needs to go to the bench.
Yep. High school hockey, you can't afford to drop the gloves because you're not going to play for a while.
No, and they have a game tomorrow.
Yep.
Got to be smart.
It looks like just a couple penalties out of all this.
I know it's hard to keep your emotions under control sometimes.
Yep.
Can't believe I just said that.
You never have that problem, though, right, Dan?
Not in the last 5 minutes.
No, I got a problem. Dan Baylor's losing, so there goes that.
Yeah, lots of time left.
Oh, well, not much. 30 seconds. They're down by 7. It's $3.
Yeah.
So we'll sort this out here as it's like one player in the box. Sprague for the Blue Devils. Didn't quite catch you, the Escanaba player.
I think it's Cortina.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Cortina's right there. Not sure then.
Theme from Rocky playing in the background, as you would expect at a hockey game when that happens.
Yeah. He's got an A on.
So that bring the faceoff outside the Escanaba blue line. 7:58 to play in this one. Escanaba with a 6-1 lead. And now you have a couple Blue Devils in the box, and it looks like the door is open for Escanaba.
Looks like they probably got 2 and a 10.
It's going to be number 17, Cody Nelson. I think Chico might be the player in the box for the Blue Devils, one of the two. So it'll all wash out in the end as far as power play opportunities. Now here's Gorsuch with it. Gorsuch passed to Colgan in the slot. Now Colgan tried to get it ahead to Swan at the blue line. A shot, nice and play. A goal! Beautiful shot by Jay Dunbar. And that cuts the lead to 6-2 with 7:46 to play in this third period.
Got a nice drop pass there by, I think it was Gorsuch.
Yeah.
And Dunbar went upstairs with it on a slapper.
So that goal will be at the 9:14 mark of the third period.
Modern math.
Yeah, I tell you, that 17-minute period gives me all sorts of trouble. I'm used to the 20-minute with the Eagles.
Yeah, it's a little easier.
A lot easier on the math. Mm-hmm. We still haven't gotten the penalty calls, so we'll probably get that in about 10 minutes from Bob St. Peter.
Bob's pencil's sharpening his pencil right now. Look at him.
So it's 6-2 Escanaba, 7:36 to play in this third period. Shots 21 apiece in this one. It's a faceoff. We'll go to the right of Camden Labate. So Sioux High loses this game, they'll fall to 4-5 on the season. But once the postseason starts, everybody's 0-0.
That's right. Start over.
Yep. Jay Dunbar, Bob. There we go.
Oh, Swan.
So Colgan and Swan get the assist on the Blue Devils' second goal. Now here come the Eskimos with it. LaMarche across the blue line. LaMarche with the move. LaMarche tried to find LaMarche. Now back to the point. Smith over the far corner. Escanaba with it. Now they lose the puck. Sioux High still battling out there, being down by 4. Much better period for them in this one.
Well, they're winning the period.
Yep, LaMarche with it. Now LaMarche tried to make the move around Gary. Gary stands him up. That puck goes a mile in the air. Gloved down by Haminga. Now Haminga will shoot that one down the ice, and we'll have an icing call with 6:35 to play in this third period. 6-2 Escanaba.
Yeah, like I say, you just got to keep battling and try to do positive things here.
So they're finally announcing the penalties. So Spencer Boudreau gets 2 for roughing and a 10-minute misconduct. And Nick Sprague gets 2 and a 10. Lake State up 6-1 after 2 against Alabama Huntsville at the Taffy Able Arena. The good news, you got a lot of goal call playbacks on Yes FM from Bill Crawford. He'll like that.
That'll take him a few minutes.
Yes, it will.
Matt Paquette.
Yep, exactly. Now across the blue line, Escanaba with the puck. 6 minutes to play in this one. Kogan will clear the zone. Stick down nicely by Swan. Now Swan into the Escanaba zone. Nice move in the slot. A shot and a save there. Rebound Gorsuch. That one goes wide. Nice individual effort by... No, there's another chance. Kogan at the doorstep, and Zemke looked behind him. He wasn't sure if he saved it, but he did.
Kogan's around the puck a lot for the Sioux, that's for sure.
Yeah, he sure is. So face off to the left of Dylan Zemke. Coming up in our post-game show, we'll recap the scoring, look ahead to the next contest for the Blue Devils, which will be tomorrow afternoon against Petoskey. Now Escanaba wins the faceoff. Cortina across the blue line. Cortina into the Suhai zone. Pass back to Boyce. Now Boyce, nice move. Or the check that. That's Kolich with the shot and a save there. Rebound. Goes to the Blue Devils. They'll clear the zone. Hayes fires that puck into the Suhai end. Chased down by Jasek in the far corner. Now pass deflected to center ice. Picked up by Chico. He'll backhand the puck into the Escanaba zone. Now at the point, a shot by Dominic Chico. That goes wide. On the near boards, Petrich. Suhai maintains possession. Chico in the slot with the move. A backhand shot. That goes wide. Puck on the near boards in the Escanaba zone. Under 5 to play in this third period. Nice job there by French to keep that puck in. His shot blocked. And that one will go all the way down the ice, and we'll have an icing call with 4:43 to play in this third period, 6-2 Escanaba.
A little pressure there. Just have to, like I say, get pucks to the net. It sounds simple, but see how hard it is. Right,
yes,
here.
It is. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner right here on 1230 WSOO, 1105. Matt Paquette will be filling in for Dave Watts, and I'll be joining him on the broadcast. Now a face-off win by the Blue Devils, a shot by Dunbar, who scored the last goal. That's saved by Zemke as that puck goes all the way down the ice. No icing as Goodrich picks it up for the Blue Devils in his own zone. Goodrich, backhand pass over to Dunbar. He'll play it up to Nick Chico. Now Chico moves it into the zone. Bauman puts it in front, taken away by an Escanaba player. Now the Eskimos have it. That's LaMarche across the blue line. That's going to be offside. Oh, they don't like that call. As number 14, Aiden Mylander, certainly disagreed.
It was close.
Yeah. No instant replay in high school hockey.
Nope. No challenges.
Nope. No challenges. No media timeouts. Face off outside the Blue Devil blue line. Gorsuch will win the draw for Suhai. Shot right back into the Suhai zone by Escanaba. Chasing it over in the far boards is Nick Gary. He'll clear that one to center ice. Picked up by Escanaba. Now across the blue line, the Eskimos have it. Taken away by Swan. That's LaMarche for the Eskimos. He's battling with Swan over there. Now back to the point. It's number 19, Boudreau, who can't keep it in. He'll fire it off a Suhai player at the blue line. Here's Gorsuch with it. Garrett Gorsuch. Back pass to Kogan. He'll flip it behind the Escanaba net. 3:35 to play in this one. 6-2 Escanaba. Now the Eskimos clear it into the Suhai zone. Might be a scoring chance here in the slot. Nice back check there by Bowman to prevent another scoring opportunity. Leb Bowman with the puck. Over to Kogan. Now it's center ice. We're going to have a penalty We have a hooking call. I think that's going to go against Escanaba.
11.
Much to the dismay of the Escanaba fans in front of us. So we'll see if Suhai can get their second power play goal here, Dan. 3:18 to play in the third period. They trail 6-2.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. They're working hard. They haven't given up.
No, they haven't.
I mean, that's good to see. I mean, they're still working hard and trying to make things happen.
A penalty on number 11, Sawyer LaMarche. 2 minutes for hooking. So Suhai in the power play. They have one power play goal tonight. The Eskimos have two. Kogan at his own blue line. Off the boards to Allen, who will fire the puck in. 3 minutes to play in this one. Back to the point. Kogan keeps in it nicely. Now Kogan over to Gary, but that goes off of his stick back to center ice. Gary to Kogan at his own blue line. Now Gary has it. Backs into the zone. Set by Allen. Now shot. Kogan moves in. Good passing for the Blue Devils. Kogan's shot blocked in front. Kogan gets it back. Minute 15 left on the Blue Devil power play. Kuminga puts it in front. Now that goes back to the point. Gary. Gary shot there. Deflected, goes high over the net by Kogan. Now Kogan gets it on the near boards. Minute left on the power play. Kogan falls down, but does a good job to keep the puck alive. Now here's Chico with the shot. That goes over to Gary. Now back to the point. Kogan's shot doesn't get through. Behind the net, Allen tried to put it in front. Under 2 minutes to play in the third period. Suhai still on the power play for another 35 seconds. Buckle on the near boards. Back to the point, Gary. Gary's pass broken up by Escanaba. Now here's a chance for the Blue Devils. A shot on the short side. Missing the net. Or hitting the net, I should say, is Allen. Now along the end board, Suhai's had possession on this power play. Back to the point, Kogan. Now Kogan. Pass. Blocked there by the Escanaba player. That was Steichert. And that goes back in the Suhai zone. 5 seconds left on the power play. Kogan at center ice. Moves it into the Escanaba zone. And that'll do it for the power play. Minute 15 left in this one. Suhai going to fall to 4-5 on the season. Escanaba's going to improve to 6-9. Now here's a pass and a shot. That goes wide on the chance by Streichert. We have under a minute to play in this one. Here's Kolich looking for the hat trick. Made one too many moves there, broken up by the Blue Devils. Dunbar with it. Up to Swan. Swan across the blue line. Swan in the slot with a shot. Hits a player in front. Goes back to the point. Another shot. Ooh. That didn't miss by much. He goes over the net. 35 seconds left. Swan with it. Swan. Nice pass, but Gorsuch couldn't find the puck as he was open in the slot. Goes over in the far corner. Suhai trying to win the period here. They have the only goal in this one. Now Swan shot. Saved by Zemke. Swan back to the point. That'll go over the stick of the Blue Devil player Goodrich. 10 That's seconds horrible. Left. And so Suhai is going to lose this game by the score. Well, we don't know the score yet. There's still 5 seconds left. A shot that goes wide. Escanaba's going to win this one by the final score of 6-2. We're going to take our final break of the night. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show. You're listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey and your official home for Suhai Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Dan Lasley back at Big Bear Arena. Our final score in high school hockey tonight, the Escanaba Eskimos defeat the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 6-2. Recapping the scoring in this one, Escanaba got on the board first at the 1:05 mark of the first period. Sawyer LaMarche with an unassisted goal to make it 1-0 Eskimos. The Blue Devils would score at the 8:10 mark of the first period. Aaron Kogan with a goal with an assist from Stephen Allen. And then Escanaba would score a power play goal at the 13:11 mark of the first period as Nick Kolich scored with an assist from Spencer Boudreau and Gunnar Boudreau, making it 2-1 Escanaba after one. Escanaba would score 4 goals in the second period. Nick Kolich, his second of the night. Spencer Boudreau, along with Braden Roberts and number 16, Jaeger LaMarche, all scoring in that second period. The second Suhai goal scored by number 15, Jay Dunbar, with assists from number 19, Aaron Colgan, and number 18, Jack Swan, as the Suhai Blue Devils, Dan, honoring a whole bunch of seniors here. By my count, 11 seniors for senior night. So they're going to get some honors here. And you have the honor, my friend, of giving us our three stars of the night. What do you got?
Well, it was pretty tough, but third star tonight is going to be Jade Dunbar. Played solid in front of the Blue Devil goalkeeper there. Always has solid positioning on D. Plus, he had a really nice goal there in the third period. Second star is going to be Aaron Colgan. He was around the puck a lot tonight, had some chances, played pretty tough. And the number one star is going to be from Escanaba, Nick Kolich.
Yeah.
You could see he's All-State second team last year. You can see he'll probably be first team this year. He just has the moves and the gears, and he can score.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you joining us on the broadcast. Yeah. A lot of fun always getting together, and certainly anytime I have a Suhai hockey broadcast, I will certainly call you up. Thanks for joining us tonight.
You can call me that guy in Detroit. He might come up and do it, too.
Yes, indeed, but thanks for coming, Dan.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott.
All right, that's going to do it here from the Big Bear Arena. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning to Coach's Corner, 11:05, right here on 1230 WSOO. Matt Pocket filling in for Dave Watson. He'll have the scores that matter. I'll be joining Matt for the first half of the show, recapping the week that was in local sports and talking about all sorts of good things. As well, we'll have Suhai girls basketball tomorrow on 1230 WSOO as the Blue Devils will be down in DeWitt, taking on that squad. Dave Watson will have the call of that one, starting the pregame show at 1:45. If you want to hear the podcast of this show, this broadcast, I should say, just go to thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. Suhai's next game will be tomorrow in Petoskey for hockey as they take on the Petoskey Northmen at 12:30. The Blue Devils will start their playoff run, hopefully a long one, in Tawas on Tuesday. If the Blue Devils win, they'll take on Escanaba on Thursday, 5 o'clock. We'll have that game right here on 1230 WSOO. That's going to do it from the Big Bear Arena. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Sam Cox, back in the 1230 WSOO studios, and all of you for listening tonight. Once again, our final score, Suhai falls to the Escanaba Eskimos by the score of 6-2. You have been listening to Suhai Blue Devil Hockey on your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO.